Ted drank a little root beer and wiped foam from his upper lip. Your mother, Bobby, she doesn't quite dislike me. I don't think it would be fair to say that, but I think she almost dislikes me. Do you agree? I guess. When I told her you might have a job for me, she got weird about it. Said I had to tell her about anything you wanted me to do before I could do it. Ted Brodigan nodded. I think it all comes back to you having some of your stuff in paper bags when you moved in. I know that sounds nuts, but it's all I can figure. He thought Ted might laugh, but he only nodded again. Perhaps that's all it is. In any case, Bobby, I wouldn't want you to go against your mother's wishes. That sounded good, but Bobby Garfield didn't entirely believe it. If it was really true, there'd be no need for misdirection. Tell your mother that my eyes now grow tired quite easily. It's the truth. As if to prove it, Ted raised his right hand to his eyes and massaged the corners with his thumb and forefinger. Tell her I'd like to hire you to read bits of the newspaper to me each day. And for this, I will pay you $1 a week. What your friend Sully calls a rock. Bobby nodded, but $1 a week for reading about how Kennedy was doing in the primaries and whether or not Floyd Patterson would win in June? With maybe Blondie and Dick Tracy thrown in for good measure, his mom or Mr. Biderman down at Hometown Real Estate might believe that, but Bobby didn't. Ted was still rubbing his eyes, his hand hovering over his narrow nose like a spider. What else? Bobby asked. His voice came out sounding strangely flat, like his mom's voice when he'd promised to pick up his room, and she came in at the end of the day to find the job still undone. What's the real job? I want you to keep your eyes open, that's all, Ted said. For what? Low men in yellow coats. Ted's fingers were still working the corners of his eyes. Bobby wished he'd stopped. There was something creepy about it. Did he feel something behind them? Was that why he kept rubbing and kneading that way? Something that broke his attention, interfered with his normally sane and well-ordered way of thinking? Low mane? It was what his mother ordered on the occasions when they went out to sing Lou's on Barnum Avenue. Low mane in yellow coats made no sense, but it was all he could think of. Ted laughed, a sunny, genuine laugh that made Bobby aware of just how uneasy he'd been.